Hi, good evening. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you, or is anyone in your household, a reporter, an appointed or elected official, active in any political campaign?
No.
Well, thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, what is your age? Are you between 18, 35, 36, 45, 46, 55, 56, 64, 65 older?
56 to 65.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are headed in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
I think they're heading right.
When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called for non-motorized trails, lash, and the ballot reads, show the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintaining, construction, and enhancement of the non-motorized trails within the county. The miles will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely no or probably?
I said yes.
Okay. So definitely yes, ma'am, or probably yes?
Definitely yes.
Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be given again asked again about this proposal in simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintaining existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Definitely yes or probably yes?
Definitely yes.
Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I vote yes.
Definitely yes or probably?
Definitely.
As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $44.3 million per year over the 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Here's the first one. I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which one comes closest to your opinion?
That was extremely confusing, but I would still support the proposal.
The actual one for $4.3 million?
Yes.
Okay. And for the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Here's the first one. Improving local roads and infrastructure, controlling growth and development, fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safety, reducing traffic and condition, holding the line on property tax and reducing government spending, protecting water quality and water supply, improving public education and local schools, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, making housing more affordable, or protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat.
Wait, how am I supposed to answer again? You just wrote up a huge list of things?
Yes, just pick one of which you think would be the most one to help you and your family.
Affordable housing.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. With the following, okay. I would like to ask you. You will now be given a list of organizations in the Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each of the following. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one. Grand Traverse County Government. Do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable, I guess.
Your city or township government?
They seem okay.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
I guess somewhat.
The Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trail.
Very favorable.
Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
I think it's about right.
If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain the 16 trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, which do you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I mean, I guess I do. I don't have any reason not to.
Definitely trust them or probably?
Probably.
Now, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project. To maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. Here's the first one, to plan and construct new trails. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
To promote recreational opportunities.
Strongly approve.
To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Strongly approve.
To promote local economic development.
Sure, why not? Strongly approve.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces.
Yes, strongly approve.
To protect open spaces from residential and commercial development.
Strongly approve.
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Strongly approve.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Sure, strongly approve.
To maintain existing trails.
Strongly approve.
To promote health and wellness.
Strongly approve.
And thank you again for your patience. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Here's the first choice. Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shop, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained?
I guess the first one.
Okay. Now you will be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can also indicate that as well. Here's the first one. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Are you much more likely to support them, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support them?
I guess more likely. I mean, I already support it, so.
Okay. The other one says the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'd be more likely to support something I already support.
A Citizens Oversight Committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensuring the funds are administrated for their intended purpose.
I guess.
Much more likely to support them, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
I'm just kind of neutral. Like I said, I already support the proposal, so, I mean, these things are all nice, but.
Okay. The other one says there will be full public disclosure of all projects spending.
Yeah, that's good.
Much more likely to support them or somewhat more likely?
I guess much more likely.
Now, you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all. Here's the first one. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. Is this very convincing to you? Somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
Very convincing.
$7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trails, networks, and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. A very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
Somewhat convincing.
This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife, habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
That's more convincing, very convincing.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Very.
This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Somewhat.
This proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Somewhat convinced. I'm forgetting what the questions are, the answers are supposed to be now.
Would you like for me to read a little slower for you?
No, it's okay. It's just, this has been going on for.
Okay. Just remember that after I read a statement to you, the options that you would choose would be either very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all. And if it makes no difference, just say so. Here's the next one, man. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
That's not very convincing to me.
Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too.
Okay. The other one says, In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors by physically, actively, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, it's not super convincing for me though. I don't know. I guess my attention span is starting to go. This is going on too long.
Okay. So from the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down? Very convincing or somewhat convincing? Not too convincing or not convincing at all?
Not too convincing.
This proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
That's somewhat convincing.
Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Somewhat convincing.
Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public fund sourced to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Somewhat convincing.
Boardman Lake Loop Trail and Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Personally, I prefer to have fewer people on the trail when I'm using it, but I guess so. Somewhat convincing.
Okay. And thank again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now, thinking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely yes or probably yes?
Definitely yes.
Now, you will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all. Here's the first one. This proposal will bring more tourism to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth. Is this very convincing to you? Somewhat not too convincing or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
This proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $40 million.
Not convincing.
Not too convincing or not convincing at all?
Not too convincing.
This proposal would give millions more taxpayers dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Not convincing.
With inflation, high gas prices, raising home prices, and skyrocketing cost, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Not very convincing.
This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
That makes me want to vote for it even more.
From the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
Okay. This other one here says, there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individual companies and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Not convincing at all.
There are more important things to spend taxpayers' money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
Not convincing.
And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote in favor.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Now, you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. Here's the statement. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is... Now, you can just say it in your own words. Excuse me?
I really don't have any hesitation in voting for it, so... A moot point.
Okay. So I'll just go ahead and put that down for you. I really don't have any hesitation in not voting. Is that correct?
Right.
For this proposal. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, and before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on the ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, show the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of this previous approved $1 million for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repairs and improvement millage beginnings with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvements of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Yes, definitely, or probably?
Probably.
Now, I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. For confidential purposes, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections?
2020, Joe Biden.
In which political party are you affiliated?
Democrat.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very.
And what is the last grade or formal education that you have completed?
I have a JD. So.
Okay. And do you own or rent the home that you currently live in?
Rent.
And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No.
And what is your main racial background?
White.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a great evening. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.